With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Texas's abortion pill lawsuit against a New York doctor marks a new challenge. Ed Donahue reports.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a Republican, said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications. New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, said she would continue to defend reproductive freedom from out-of-state anti-choice attacks. Texas bars abortion at all stages of pregnancy and has been one of the most aggressive states at pushing back against abortion rights. I'm Ed Donahue.
Donald Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's unclear if that buzzing sound coming out of New Jersey is drones or something else, but for sure the nighttime sightings are producing tons of talk, a raft of conspiracy theories and craned necks looking skyward. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is demanding answers, however, since there have been quite a few sightings. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 86 points, the Nasdaq rose 23, the S&P down a fraction. This is SRN News. A Canadian official opposes public prayer.
François Legault, the premier of Quebec, is urging lawmakers to take up legislation that would make it illegal for people to petition God outside of churches or their homes. Legault says, quote, people praying in the streets in public parks is not something we want in Quebec. In fact, the premier is taking aim at Muslims who pray several times a day wherever they are, but a ban on public prayer would affect all religions and might violate the Canadian Charter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Montana Supreme Court's continuing to block a law that bans sex change operations on children while a court challenge plays out. In a unanimous ruling, the justices decided a state judge was correct in saying the law was likely unconstitutional. The injunction will remain in effect until a trial can be held. Montana is one of 26 states trying to keep doctors from carrying out irreversible surgeries on kids. This is SRN News. One of football's most iconic pass catchers is battling cancer.
NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver Randy Moss announced that he has been battling a cancer found in his bowel duct between his pancreas and liver on Instagram Live. Moss, aided by a cane, introduced himself as a cancer survivor and thanked his prayer warriors for their support. He had a Whipple procedure to put a stent on his liver on Thanksgiving after experiencing urine discoloration. Moss spent the last 6 days in the hospital before getting out on Friday and said he's nursing himself back to full health with chemotherapy and radiation. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The New York Yankees have acquired all-star closer Devin Williams from the Milwaukee Brewers for left-hander Nestor Cortez and infielder prospect Caleb Durbin. The Yankees will also send $2 million to the Brewers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.